Everything old is new again. Happy hump day, everybody, and welcome back to the Road to 60. It is a sweltering day, It's a hot day here in New York City. Welcome back to the Whitebeard and TK podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Whitebeard. Yes, it has been a while since we have talked. It's been a while since we have been on the air. And that is because of a lot of things that we have been doing recently. But I'm back and we are back. If you were listening, I noticed some of you only listened for the Wednesday stuff. If you were listening last week, we talked about me taking a whole break from about a month from listening to news. Although this year I did things a little different since we were working on the YouTube channel that I still had all my notifications on, so I would see things pop up and go across my screen. Usually, I would just remove the stuff from my home screen so that I don't have any pop-ups or anything else. So I did get little bits of headlines popping across. And the kid, of course, was wanting to take my phone away, which she probably should have, so that I wouldn't have seen what's happening in the world. It's a wonderful thing to take a break from the world and not listen to the news and not listen to the latest thing and not listen to the latest, you know, family drama, whatever else it is, and just have that time to relax. I spent most of the month trying to get around to getting visits since it's too hot to hike. So during this month is when we take a break from hiking. We pick back up on in September. So this month was supposed to be just for exercising, try to get as many visits into people as we possibly can, and just work on just being quiet and still, just reading books and relaxing and planning for another trip that's going to be coming up, the actual main event, the main trip we were supposed to do, not the one in New England. So that's what's been going on. It's been a lot that's been going on. So I decided, you know, just take a break from, you know, doing the podcast, which the last one was in July, just before White just took off. Of course, we did this without any warning because I really wasn't planning on it. I just stopped doing this. But anyway, so we're back and it is another hump day. It's another Wednesday. And during this journey to 60, I've been working on some things since we've come back from Tennessee. If you haven't gone to our YouTube channel, go check it out and you'll see about the backpacking trip that we took to Tennessee. So my glucose has been out of whack for a while, and I didn't really know this because I wasn't taking my glucose. I wasn't checking my numbers to see what my blood sugar has been like. So apparently it's been going on pretty bad for maybe the better part of a year, probably going on 2 years. Of course, I tend to forget that it's been 2 years since you've seen a doctor or 2 years since you've seen a dentist because we had all of 2020 that made everything a lost year. So it probably could have been more like 2 years than it has been a year. So as we was checking it, my numbers were up. You know, one day I think the highest was like 280 something or 230 something, and that was crazy. So I've been fiddling around. The doctors, of course, would do what doctors do. They increase the medications and a lot of other things. About a year or so ago, I had heard this terminology called intermittent fasting. If that's what I'm saying, I've been saying it wrong for a while. And, you know, everybody says how they do it. They do 16, 6, 8, 4, whatever it is. The high number is the amount of time that you fast. The low number is amount of time that you eat. So you eat within that time frame, and then you fast from food for anything else. Of course, you can drink some water and some other things. Sometimes if I'm drinking something late at night, if I'm going to have tea, I'll have my tea without any sugar. So I've heard about it a while back, and apparently it's been pretty pretty normal and not pretty normal, pretty it's not famous. It's the new thing that everybody is into. Thank you for whoever just rolled through the block with the. Someone just rode through the block with a very, very loud motorcycle. And then I guess it was the maintenance people, wherever it is, drilling, making a whole bunch of noise. So I had to stop and come back to this. And what did I last say? It meant intermittent fasting. So that's the new thing that, you know, that everybody's into this whole thing. They're telling you all the different reasons for doing it and how it helps. And so, yeah, I've been doing it again. I started last year a little bit. Then I did it again when we moved, just like a couple of weeks ago since we've come home. And I've noticed that my glucose levels have been a whole lot better. And take this mint out of my mouth. My levels have been a whole lot better. Now, I'm not going to get into all the particulars of intermittent fasting. You can look that up. It's a lot of information. It's out there. It's all over. The basic understanding that I have, that I can break it down to you to just, I guess, layman terms, is giving your time, giving your body a time to digest the food and burn all the energy, first burning the sugar and then the stored fat that you have. That's the next thing that your body will go into after it's been so-called starved. After it's burnt off the sugar, then it goes into burning off the fat, which helps you obviously lose weight and some other stuff. So all of that happening, and it takes a few hours for this to happen. Well, I guess 12 to 14 hours isn't a few hours, correct? Yeah, so it takes a bit for this to happen. And, you know, usually you don't eat as much as night. And when you go to bed, unless you're going to be working out and exercise throughout the morning, we're not really burning many things when we're laying down at night. We're pretty much just sitting down doing nothing. And we're no longer an agrarian society. I think I spoke about that before, where, you know, we went out and we did a lot of farming and did things with our hands and traveled and did things. So we are no longer that. And once we've changed from that, you know, to the industrial, and then now we just like a whole world of tech. We do a lot of sitting on our behinds all day long. And 4 years of working in that office of sitting down have done nothing but made my shoulders hurt more and messed up my knees a lot more and my lower back. I was always so stiff sitting down there because I sat for 8 hours unless we had to stay late, and then there's more hours. And all you do is just sit there, you know, and your arm is resting on the armrest. Especially on some of those chairs where the armrest doesn't drop, your shoulders are up a lot, so end up with shoulder pain all day long. So it's a miserable existence. And to be honest, I was talking to the kid the other day, and I said, you know what? I haven't really had a traditional job, a traditional 9-to-5, in quite some time. Because before I went off to college, I was working in school with children with autism. So I pretty much went, and we went to the gym. We took them to the gym. We were always running around. We sat in the classroom during the summer, because we were talking about wearing clothes. And during the summer, I could wear shorts. I just couldn't wear sandals because you need to keep your toes closed for safety. So during the summer, I can wear my shorts. And then I had like a month in between when we had to break before September started. And then we just go on. We had Christmas breaks and other things. So I could wear pretty much wear what I wanted to wear. So I didn't have to wear a suit and tie and sit at a desk and not be mobile. I was mobile for quite some time in the years before that as well. So, you know, when I moved into that new field and sitting behind the desk in the office, it was crazy. I didn't have that freedom. And, you know, and I first got into the office, it was cubicle. So I was in a box, and that drove me bananas. When I moved up to the next department where I stayed for 2 years before leaving, it was open space. And then you just had all the chatter and the talking and people inside your ears. And I had been at home for a while. Maybe 5-6 years, maybe 4 years before I went back out to the work. And then before that, I was doing 6 years in school. So it was basically just me doing my schoolwork, doing my writing, and going into class. So I didn't have that noise pollution. And so going back into that type of atmosphere and then being sit inside of an office, it was very loud. For 8 hours straight, and then you sat down. So anyway, you know, we're pretty much inactive at night. So we were not really burning many things going on at night. So I've played around with the way I eat. I don't do diets at all. I don't do calorie counting because that would drive me crazy. I tried doing that once, maybe 15 years ago, did that 2,500 calorie diet a day and just sat in the read every package, write down all the stuff. And it drove me bananas. I couldn't even keep up with it. I lost a little bit of weight, and at those days I was doing it for losing weight. I couldn't keep up with it. It was too much. And then there's another component about that. It's not just about the calories that you're putting into your body and the fat that you put into your body. It's all the ingredients of the food that you're eating. And that, you know what, that's a good segue back into what I started out about intermittent fasting. So last year I did it again. And then I just said, because my time schedule was getting up and down, and it just messed everything up. And so when we came back, I did it again. And so I've been doing this for a while, and I really am liking the way my numbers are, because I like the other process that happens. And being the age that I am and having the slow metabolism that I have, being the weight that I am, I can't afford to do what we all do so much. We pretty much eat 12, I would even dare say 18 hours a day. We're constantly eating, and if you haven't noticed yet, when you sit down and you watch something, you're always eating, and then half the time if you're eating your dinner while you're watching something, you're really unconscious that your food is being eaten and your brain doesn't register, so when you're done finished watching that, you're hungry again. And you go grab something else to eat. Think about that for a moment. You get up at whatever time you are. You eat your breakfast. You go to your job, or if you're home, whatever it is you're doing. After you wake up and had breakfast, you might get a little hungry from something else you're doing. Then you'll have a snack. And after that, maybe 2-3 hours later, you say, you know, I'm hungry. Let me have lunch. And then you have lunch. And then after that, you have something else after that. And then maybe dinner. And then you feel like a little hungry, eat something else. That's a lot of eating. And that's a lot of time for your body not to be able to break down the food, use it for that energy, use the stored energy, and get rid of it so that you can function a lot better. See, that's the properties that I was looking into this intermittent fasting thing. I'm just going to say fasting from now on because I'm tripping over that word. So, fasting is not new to me. This is something I used to do as, you know, as a Christian, would fast and pray. There were days before we needed to do things and I would fast, and sometimes I'd fast all day long. I've done 21-day fast in churches. I've done with my church, and I've done 2-week fasts. My first 21-day fast, I just really fasted from solid foods because then I was a diabetic taking a lot of medications. I wasn't when I first started fasting. And so I wanted to make sure that I was hydrated, so I drank some fruit juice and stuff like that. And then at night would break the fast. And then they did that whole thing for 21, and I did that for 21 days. I didn't lose any weight. I wasn't sick. I was pretty fine. I understood how I should break the fasting period, and that's what I did. So I went into this for the benefits. I think maybe the beginning of this year, or maybe even last year, 2020, we were home watching stuff. I started looking at all these fasting videos. I was like, what is this intermittent fasting thing? So I'm looking at it and I'm seeing how, you know, a certain time at night after dinner, maybe around 9 o'clock or so, your body starts working and doing different things. Disclaimer. I am not, nor have I ever been, someone who knows anything about this. I'm not a doctor, blah, 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 blah. You got all of that. I could barely even remember half the stuff that I read before I even got here and started doing this. And so it's pretty much thrown to the wind at this point. And like I said, there's so much information. You can go and find it for yourself. Even take a look at some of these YouTube channels and these people who have done it for, I just watched this one guy. He said, I've been fasting for six weeks. And I saw another one who did it for 30 days or less. And then, you know, and both of them were saying how they were so hungry. The first guy who did it for like the, not the last one I just saw. The last one I just saw, he said he was so angry and he couldn't understand, and it was bothering him because, you know, he really missed eating his favorite meal of the day. And so it was past a certain time. And then when that time came up, he said, well, it's, you know, so-and-so in the afternoon. I'm going to go and eat my lunch now. And went on about his business. At the end of the whole thing, I suffered through 30 minutes of that. You don't have to. He did lose some weight. He lost some inches. And he did it for weight loss and also to test the theory. And he lost some of that. But his high cholesterol, or his bad cholesterol, went up. And then he said, well, it went up because probably because he was eating a lot of the street food. I don't know if he was Korean or is he in China, one of those two places. Because he ate a lot of street food, and you could see it was all a bunch of fried stuff. So he ate that while he was doing this. Another guy who I saw, hold that thought. Now that we have your attention for the next few seconds, we would love to hear from you. Your questions, your comments, whatever it is you want to say, your dislikes, we love to hear from you. And you can reach us at
whitebeardandtk@gmail.com.
That's
whitebeardandtk@gmail.com.
And while you're also there, you might as well check us out on YouTube, and you can find us at
The Whitebeard NTK Experience.
And on Instagram at the same name of
Whitebeard NTK Experience.
Where you can continue to follow along with our adventures on our Friday night adventure show, where we'll be showing you some of the places that we've been going on our hikes and the recent road trip that we have been on. So go check that out on YouTube, the
Whitebeard NTK Experience.
And you can reach us at
whitebeardntk@gmail.com.
Thank you. Man, that took forever. I forgot I had changed this setup. I was trying to fix something and then it was stuck. So the laptop that's recording this is stuck on one of the things. I had to reach all the way over to turn it off to take that little break. Anyway, darn it, what did I just say? The other guy who did it, he did it for a while. He kept saying he was so hungry at night before he went to bed. And he was just whining and complaining. And I was looking at the stuff he was eating for food. And I had the same comment as about 10 other people that said the same thing. You're eating the wrong thing. And so, yeah, that's how that went. The other guy, the Asian guy, did the 16. Did I say that in the beginning? I probably didn't. I think he did the 16:8. So what you can do, there's a lot of different methods in doing this. I'm just going to talk about what I do, and that's it. There are a lot of different numbers you can do. There is, what is it, 18 something, right? I think the normal one most people do is 16:8. So it's 16 hours of fasting and then 8 hours of eating. Vodi Bakum, who I know, does it even longer than that, and he has a very short window for eating. I was like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that for a number of reasons. So basically for me, what works wonderfully for me is 14 hours, 14, 10, and 16, 8. Most days is 14, 10. There are some times in a week where I can just keep going because I may get up in the morning and do something else. And it ends up being 16 hours anyway. And then it's those hours, and then you eat for the next couple of hours. And so it's not that you just do that. Now, people do it for losing weight. Again, that's not why I did it. It was the properties of, let me see how I can have my food digest and burn the energy and do what it needs to do while my body is sleeping, while I'm resting, while I'm sleeping, my body can continue to do what it's doing and getting ready to store that up. Because I think about the 4 o'clock in the morning hour, or is it 5 o'clock in the morning, your body's doing all this crazy stuff with all the energy that's been stored. And so it's basically waiting for you to get up. So then it starts working. So when you wake up in the morning, you have that energy and that stuff to burn and use. Another thing I do, which I have been doing for I don't know how long, I would say forever, but that's not true, forever, is that when I do work out, we do cardio in the house. The gym's just opened up and I live in New York City, and my mayor just said, if you don't show your papers, you can't go to the gym. I said, well, goodbye to you. And I can keep that money instead of the gym membership, or I could just drive over to another county or somewhere outside of New York City. Doesn't really matter. That's not the point. So instead of trying to do all the cardio inside the gym, we do it at home, hit the gym a couple of hours, 2 to 3 times a week. That was what we were going to do starting last month, but we've only gone to the gym twice. So we'll do my cardio in the house. 2 hours, did I say 2 hours? Sorry. About 30 minutes to 45 minutes every day. This week has been extremely hot. I've only done that one day because I've gotten up a little bit later. I've been very, very drained and tired because of the heat. I'm usually up about 5:30. I'll wake her up about 6. So then I'll exercise before everything, and I'll do that while I'm fasting. I won't eat before workout. Even when we went to the gym, like when I would go to the gym before work, I would not eat. I'd have my tea and I'd carry my food. I would go down to the gym before I went to work, take my shower, then I have like another half hour, I'd go grab myself some food, and then I would eat, and then I would have that energy for the rest of the day. So when you're doing something like this, I don't know if you guys do it, please give me a comment, let me know. The most effective way I have found is that there's a combination of you doing everything you're supposed to be doing. The mistake that both of those guys made was, especially the younger one who said that, you know, he was always still hungry, is because he ate a bunch of rice and a bunch of carbs and all that other stuff that's not going to go anywhere before he went to bed. So if you have your balanced meal, like for us, I like to make sure if I haven't had the protein in the midday or early in the morning, then I definitely want to have it at night. That way that keeps you hungrier, fuller, because the protein is doing what it needs to do, and I have my vegetables because I love vegetables and fruit. So then that's how in the evening, if I hadn't had that big push in the middle of the day. My breakfast, depending on what I had for dinner, if it's a light dinner, we'll have a big breakfast. And the midday meal, sometimes we skip, will be more vegetables and fruit and definitely a ton of water. And then we'll have it. You have a balanced meal, and I don't really, there's not a lot of stuff that I don't eat. I eat anything. It's portion size and all the other good stuff. So I'll eat regular balanced meals, those two meals of the day or the 3 meals of the day. And that keeps me from being hungry. So I've been doing this now for the past few weeks. And what I found worked for me is just have that at night. I'll stop at, and this is how I can do the hours. I'll stop eating dinner. My last meal will be 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, depending on where we're at. If we started late, we're eating dinner and so on and so. And I'll pretty much graze my morning breakfast and my evening. So grazing is I'm not going to wolf down my food and be about my business. I take the time. We'll start around 5:30-ish. Start eating, eat slow. If I'm watching something, I'll eat slow and just pay attention to what I'm putting in my body. And then maybe I'll be done eating with a half an hour or so with that. And if I want to have something after dinner, if we have, you know, some cookies or chips or something else like that I want to have after dinner, I'll wait a few minutes, then I'll go ahead and have that. And so by the time I'm done, there's like a whole hour of that clock of me taking the whole hour to eat. And then later on before bed, if I feel like I want to eat something else, I'll drink some water. If I feel like I want to eat, I'll usually have a cup of tea with no sugar, Remember, I'm a diabetic. So the last thing I want to do is put that in my body and go to sleep. I'm not saying that I do not eat stuff with sugar, because I do. But I'm saying, you know, what I've done when I've been doing this is how I've changed the way I'm doing this so that my body can do what I'm hoping that it will be able to do and do it within a good amount of time. So when I do it that way, it's easy for me to go 14 hours of a fast, because I've set down, it's at the end of the day, I'm eating my food. After that, it's just bed. And you're sleeping, 6 to 6 is 12 hours. If I don't eat until 8, 6 to 6 is 12, 8 o'clock would be my 14 hour fast. In between 6 and 8, I'm waking up, I'm reading, maybe I'm reading and praying, but then I work out, which is what I would normally do anyway. And by the time I've done working out and got myself all cleaned, it's now time to sit down and eat at 8 o'clock. That's 14 hours. Sometimes we'll delay it. If I'm busy, I want to get something done, I want to get some editing done or working on the laptop. I probably won't even eat. There are days when I start writing and I just forget, and I will go hours and won't even pay attention that the world is burning down around me. So I can push it all the way up to 10 o'clock before my tank starts feeling empty. Now, what I've learned to do, I heard one person say, you know how you break your fast? You start with fruit and water. I was like, what? Okay, usually I drink tea in the morning. So let me try that. So the first time I did it, I had a cup of tea with no sugar. And it took that little hunger pain right out, as I was just before I was going to go work out. Then afterwards, later with my breakfast, I had a regular cup of tea with sugar or honey, whatever it was that day, I don't remember. And I had the fruit. I usually eat fruit with my breakfast. So it was like the fruit and then had the water. Now your body is getting full and is getting prepared. And then we went and we had our breakfast. What do I eat? What I told you, I eat anything. Eggs and grits, sausage, so-and-so. Don't do it every day. And I don't overdo it when I do it, because I also like fruits, vegetables. One morning we've had like a bowl of some vegetables that I cooked up. And we had some asparagus one morning with some other things. And what was it the other morning? It was asparagus. I think I had onions in there, and we had steak, and that was breakfast. So, and just go about my day. And so I found that my energy level is basically the same. I still get tired the same time in the afternoon, but you know, I find that I'm not that hungry. And so if I have that window of 8 hours to eat or 10 hours to eat, I don't try to eat 15,000 meals and a billion calories within that, because, well, I'm going to die if I don't eat. That's not how we do it. You still eat the same balanced meal. So sometimes breakfast will work like this. Again, still grazing, right? Have the tea, have the fruit. Drink the water. I just got finished working out, so I'm just sit down for a little bit. Then I eat breakfast. That could have taken about an hour. Now that'll last me all the way over, especially if I ate early enough in the morning, that'll last me all the way over to the midday or a little bit after midday, and then I'll grab something. And if it's too close to dinner time, it'll be like a slice of toast and a fruit and some water, or a bag of chips or something else like that. Because at that point, I don't even feel like eating a full meal, because when dinner time comes, I won't eat that. And I'm not going to end my day with a salad and some water and I didn't eat before that. That makes no sense whatsoever, at least to me. So, yeah, so I kind of slowly do things. Then I'll eat the other thing. Then I'll slow around and I come out. People have lost weight. Again, I'm not doing this for weight loss. I'm doing this because I want my digestive system to work a lot better. And I want to give my digestive system the time that it needs to burn off all the calories and the fats that I've been eating, as well as for it to get the food through. Because eating around the clock is not going to help my body to work on that other stuff. And as a diabetic, it's not going to help me. I have slower metabolism. I'm overweight and I'm older, so it would make sense if I gave my body more time to feed off the fuel that I've been giving it. And then comes changing the fuel that you put into your body so that it can perform and do what it needs to do. So how about you? Have you been working on this? Have you found some things that work for you or not? The guy said something, and I meant to get back into it, and I lost my train of thought about him just being angry. Something he said about it. It doesn't matter right now anymore. So that's what I found, and it's been working really, really well. The two times that it was really, really high, I forgot my evening medication, and I ate a ton of junk that day, and I was really pushing it too, purposely. The next time it happened was like by mistake last night, because my numbers have been, they have dropped down to 109, 110, 130. So it kind of went in between that, but then it started leveling out between 110 and 120 in the teens. And that has just been like that for the 2 weeks. Before that, it was, I'd wake up and it was 200. I was 180, 187, 100, 209. It was really, really crazy. Last night, we were in a junk food mood, and so I had some Mike and Ike's I totally forgot I brought earlier this week. And we were sitting down watching something and just started munching on that. And I woke up this morning, I was like, darn it, that was the stupidest thing I could have done. And it was the last thing I had that night. We had a regular meal, but it was like after that, that's what I was snacking on. And I really, really, really wanted to eat that tangerine. And I ended up eating that. So, yeah, I don't drive myself crazy. I don't feel any cravings or anything else because, like I said, what works for me is doing it that way. I couldn't do more hours of 18 or something like that because that would take me too far into the afternoon with a smaller window to eat. And when I'm done eating in that smaller window, I've got a lot more hours before I go to bed. That's a lot more time that you have to really focus on discipline, and not a lot of us can. That's a lot more time for me to say, you know what? I'm hungry because you're still up. So I said, you know what? That's not the best thing that works for me. So I figured out what works best for me. And that's basically the 14 or the 16 hour window of fasting and then having those extra hours to eat. And yeah, and just watching what goes in. And so I've watched that happen with my glucose numbers, and it has been working fairly well. Guess I'll get back to you and let you know how it's going about a month or so from now. But that is it for this week. I really did not want this episode to go this long, but I guess it just became a very fascinating subject for me. So what do you think? You think it's just a fad? You think it's just, you know, something that some people made up? Oh, wait, I can't go. One more thing, because the title, Everything Old is New Again. This whole terminology, this intermittent fasting, do you guys remember when your doctor used to tell you, don't eat after 6 p.m.? Don't eat anything else. And if you look at in history, this is pretty much what we used to always do. You ate your dinner and that was just it. You were done. But like everything in life, we just overdo. We went from having the stores open from Monday to Friday and a little bit early on Saturday and close to having your pharmacy open up all day Saturday to now having almost every store in the world open for 7 days a week. And some stores are 24 hours. So we're always up. We're always moving. We're always available. Always, 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 always. And we never slow to stop. Hence, my month off from everything. Hence, the reason why I'm doing this, to give my body the time to do those things. But this new thing is something that's so old. This is what people used to do and say all the time. You know, don't eat past dinner. Now think about that. As I said earlier, from 6 to 6 in the morning when you get up, that's already 12 hours. When you have to go to a doctor's appointment, you need to fast a day before you go over here and do this or do something else. They always tell you after dinner, don't eat, or don't eat after 12 because you're going to come in for your appointment about 9. That gives you at least 8 hours of fasting time. And some people will, I know you, you'll push it to like 11:59. Ah, I didn't eat past 12. And so basically you need all that time anyway to get that stuff out of your body before you take your blood tests or you take whatever tests that you're doing. Makes sense? We've been doing this for a while. So how do we get to the point where we're eating nearly around the clock? You see, everything old is new again. And that is it for me this week. I shall talk to you soon. I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think.